You're listening to SBS News.
Sarah is a member of the Karen community in the Northern Territory. After fleeing Myanmar, Sarah didn't know how old she was, so the Australian government allocated her a birthday when she arrived, making her 52. She says her life in Darwin is typically quiet, a stark contrast from the homeland she fled close to 30 years ago.
All Burmese army come to my village. All the house is burning, and we don't see the house, and we go to the jungle, and we made a small hole in the jungle.
About 140,000 Karen refugees live in camps on the Myanmar and Thailand border. The Australian Bureau of Statistics 2016 census showed more than 10,000 Karen refugees live around Australia on humanitarian visas, with the majority located in Victoria. Those not born in refugee camps worked as farmers in small mountain villages in the region before ongoing civil unrest displaced the community. Growing up, Sarah lost both her parents within a month. Her mother died first after giving birth to her youngest sibling, and within weeks her father was taken by the Myanmar military to be a porter. Upon his return, just 2 weeks later, he also died. Sarah says it was because of his treatment by the military. This left Sarah orphaned and responsible for her five younger siblings.
Some people got a mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. That's happy. Only me, we're not happy. And I'm very sad because we don't have a mother, father. And looking after my brother, sister, nearly 20 years, lucky brother, sister. Burmese army come to my village again. And we are running to jungle. I'm running to jungle and I pray for food, little bit, give it to my brother, sister. Only me, I don't eat any breakfast for 3 days. Don't eat. I eat only bamboo. I cut bamboo and I cook bamboo and I eat bamboo. Yeah. And they're very difficult for me.
Sarah says while she and one sister were able to resettle in Darwin, she's desperate to bring family remaining in refugee camps and in Myanmar to Australia.
My niece, my nephew live in Burma, in a refugee camp, and we don't know how to go back.
The Northern Territory's Karen community is small, with just over 50 members living in the Darwin and Palmerston region. Sarah was one of the first to resettle. She joined 12 others from the community this week to tell stories of persecution and survival. Yemi Ma fled to Australia in 2008, aged 14, with her parents and three siblings. The now 27-year-old says community events have been helpful to raise awareness of the plight of her community.
When we came to Australia, it was like a big life changes for us, and that's the reason why we want to tell the people that, you know, like people who live in Myanmar, life is not easy for them at all. They live in fear, hiding in jungle, they're starving.
She says for the Karen community, keeping culture alive is also important.
We want to tell this story to the whole world, to feel our pain and to know like how much, you know, we went through living in Myanmar.
The likelihood of their returning home, inconceivable.